The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is March the 2nd, 2016. It is a Wednesday. We have a live show for you today. And before we get into the live show and get into some of the current events, just want to say everyone continues to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You know why it's so important? Because without your support, Black Talk Radio Network would go dark. And that cannot happen. So please, everyone, support Black Talk Radio Network. You know, it's something that we have to do in order so that we can keep this going and be able to maintain and grow and bring you some of the things that you need that actually would be in your best interest. So support the network as much as you possibly can. Donate monetary, make a contribution, a cash contribution to Black Talk Radio Network. Also donate your time, your professional services, whatever it is that you do. Just think about how you can help the overall network grow and just reach out to Black Talk Radio Network. That's not hard to do. And to give some service, you know, and believe me, you will find yourself, it will be such a pleasant experience and you will be glad that you've done it. And not only that, there's so many doors that can open from that. So everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about the network so that the network can grow. And also do whatever it is that you can. If you would like to have an event and have Black Talk Radio Network to actually be a part of that event where it will bring about some, you know, exposure for the network or something that will be beneficial towards the network, definitely contact the network and talk it over with Scotty and see what it can be done, because that is what's going to be needed, especially in today's time where everything is going on. How can we get the information to the people? And not only, more importantly, how can we galvanize the people so that they can move in a collective direction that is free of a chain of command or leadership? We need no lead. We need everything that we need to do. It needs to be leaderless. We need more cooperation and less leaders. You know, it's because leaders are ones that compromise the overall agenda. They try to give you all these other reasons of what leaders are and this and that, but that's not what the real design plan in enslaving the global population is, that they have so-called figurehead leaders in place to deceive, distort, and misdirect the general population at hand. Leaders is not what's needed. It's energy from the people is what's needed that solves everything. You've tried, everyone has tried that leadership stuff. And what has it gotten us? Nothing at all. If you ever see something that has a chain of command, believe me, that is something that has probably quasi or has been directly implemented or put together by government agencies, because the government needs to rule. There is no chain of command. What needs to happen is that everyone has capabilities, talents, and brings something, they have something to offer. And with that, that is the energy that what should be harvested for everyone and disseminated so that everyone can equally partake in that. That's what's needed. A leaderless movement is so, so important. So it can't be compromised, and we can finally get what it is that you deserve, and you can live the way the great creator God Almighty intended you to live, free and independent. So with that being said, please support Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are here. Let's go to Facebook and check out what's posted there on Tando, and also support Tando Radio Show. check out our Facebook page. You know, while you're there, give us a like, comment on some of the stories if you like, no problem. But this is where I post some of the things that I think is relevant. It's not everything that I think is relevant just in the time period that we have to post. And believe me, it's finding stuff takes a while. But we just put it here for you to actually partake in and to see what's going on in the world and to be made abreast of what's happening and what is going on. So check out Tando Radio Show on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. Share it with other people. And if you have a question or comment, you can post it there. So let's take a look at what has been posted since yesterday. It was a very light day because today is Wednesday. It's Wise Wednesday, but Brother Davis won't be able to come in today. He's going to do it tomorrow because he is not in a position where he can give good he's not getting good reception, and he doesn't want to start a show with the importance of the show that he's going to have and not have good reception. So Brother Davis will be on tomorrow instead of today. So with that being said, let's go to some of the things. I didn't post a lot today because Brother Davis was going to be on. So, but no problem. We have still a bunch to catch up on anyhow, but let's go to today. Today, March the 2nd. Now, this is a major story here. Got it out of CNBC. And this one says whistleblower awarded $750,000 for blowing the whistle. Now, what happens is that there's a whistleblower program that the government has, which is such a charade. You know, it's so false, but because they pick and choose who, and they make you think that they are wanting to allow people to actually partake in the overall democracy that they've given you, and to make you think that you have a voice. Okay? If this was such a case, you know, whistleblowers, Eric Snowden was a whistleblower. Julian Assange was a whistleblower. So many whistleblowers, but see, they only want people to blow whistles on things that they want that serves their purpose. So, and don't give me this national security and all the secrets. This is how they control people and control the agenda through secrets. There doesn't need to be any secrets at all. None whatsoever. So, it's funny, but let's take a look at what the importance of this is. And this comes from CNBC. If you haven't checked out this video, check it out. Basically, what was happening here, this whistleblower, Eric Henderson of NetDania, NetX, received $750,000 for whistleblowing award from the SEC in a case that resulted in the first ever fine against stock exchange. So this is what Eric did. He found that the market was being rigged, and he informed the SEC. And the SEC only did something about it because they wanted it to do something about that particular case. They're not doing anything about the overall market rigging at all. But this is what I was talking about earlier throughout. I mean, I've been talking about there is going to be a Western banking purge. And this is a key part of the Western banking purge. Check this out. This is what I wrote in the commentary. This is the Western banking purge I've been talking about. See, the market is going to set up the Western banking sector, the U.S., for massive fraud within the market, bringing the case against the U.S. market and their market makers. The world will see and demand destruction of such a system, which will target every American, and rightfully so. But this will not make it a more equitable market full of fair play. It will be done in order to sacrifice a proxy so the fraud can be hidden even further. And the target of the sacrifice is going to be the general American public. Your way of living in will be offered as a global reprieve against the vast fundamental American extortion chicanery and criminal and moral doping. The U.S. citizen's way of life and means of living will be the ultimate bearer of the burden. The world will require and engage in collectively in our destruction. America will be looked upon as the Nazis of old Germany, an untenable pariah, which must be vanquished and defeated, with a global promise never to allow such a statehood to ever exist again. The world will buy this falsehood as well. The setup is working very well. This is what's happening here. They want to set up the so-called American the Western banking sector. Why? Because it's going to offer them even more leverage. This is, in my opinion, this is what's going to happen. And you can see this unfolding. You can see this unfolding in so many things. Snowden and all those other people just building the case. Why are they building the case? Because at the appropriate time, they're going to present the evidence to the world. And the world is going to, they're going to say, yep, we knew that they were dirty, and this is how they've been getting over on all of us for all these years. Down with them. And they're going to ostracize this country because of the tactics, the bullies, the fraud, all of the nations that they've stolen from through colonization and everything else. There is a well-documented case against the American dollar hegemony. And that is going to be brought to trial, and they're going to be convicted. And when they convict them, they're going to really be convicting you. And they're going to say that you were living way beyond your means of what was really necessary and what was equitable. And this is what they do all the time. They establish proxies, build them up, and let them be the sacrificial lamb so that they increase their overall power. And this is what they're going to do. And this is one of the big setups here. This is why they gave him $750,000. This is why they're not trying to clean up anything. They're just trying to save face and have plausible deniability once they say, oh, well, here's the fraud. Let's deal with these people. And what the world is going to say, no. We're going to deal with the whole country because they're going to be led that way by the very same market makers that established the fraud. And in this case, Eric was talking about basically what he said is that the market is rigged. And it is. Always has been, always will be. I like to call a market nothing more than a glorified casino. It's glorified gambling. It's governmental, global government sanctioned gambling. That's all it is. Because it's fraudulent from the very start. And this is the thing with the market. The market is this. You'll never be able to beat the market if you become the market. And this is what happens. They're going to build everything up because what are they going to do? They're going to crash the market and they're going to have economic pain all over the world. But then they're going to come up and say, this is where the source of the fraud was. And it's going to unravel the London Whale incident, which you may have not known of because I haven't really talked about it, but we will. They're going to start to unravel all of these different fraudulent events and happenings. And by unraveling that, you're going to start to see that the hole is very deep and it's all of the so-called Western banking institutions and markets that are fraudulent. And they're going to bring them to answer. And what they're going to do is they're going to require that they be sacrificed. But what's really going to be sacrificed is your way of living here. that the world is going to require that the U.S. pay back damages, war reparations, and because of the ubiquitous fraud that they have been engaged in. And when you start to hear this, there are certain countries all through the world that will benefit this, and there are certain groups of people that will benefit this, and they're going to love it and start screaming the loudest, and the rest of the world will be like, yeah, 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 but not even knowing that they're being set up for it too. See, what they're going to do is that they have destruction, collapse. They have buildup, prosperity, false prosperity, which is nothing more than fool's gold. And then they have crisis. Then they have collapse. Today, this time is going to be the U.S. Last was Germany. Then the U.S. Next is going to be another country. Probably one of the predominant countries now. Maybe even China at the appropriate time. But see, they're not going to do it in 10 years, 20 years. No, no, no. These people have plans for hundreds of years. They're going to do this 200, 300 years later. Why? Because you'll be gone. You won't be able to say, no, 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 we've seen this trick before. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to build up China and other BRIC nations just like the U.S. was built up, falsely built up on a facade. And then they're going to crash that at the appropriate time. And guess who will be the next nation and continent that will be? Africa will be there next. Why? Because this is how they continue to manipulate and control the global human population by crash, crisis, default, and destruction, wars and destruction. Because what happens is that people just look at what the easiest, they look with their eyes and not with their spirit. They teach everyone to be so carnal and so physical that they turn off the real spirituality of everything. So you only see what's in front of you and you don't see the hidden hand. You can't feel the hidden hand. And when that is in place, they know that they will continue to rule and continue to maintain their overall positioning without ever being challenged at all. So in this article, this gentleman, Eric, talked about how he found that from the high frequency trading within the milliseconds, that the market was being rigged. No joke. The whole market is rigged because it's run off algorithms created by someone that in order for you to engage in it, you have to pay them. So what are they going to do? Do you really think that there's any casino that could be profitable if every person is really getting prosperity out of it? No. See, one of the things about a gambling house, a place of gambling in a casino, the house always wins. They only make you think that you're winning. And see, they're telling you this here. So if you really want to change the market, what needs to be done? What has to be done is this. The only reason why I engage in the Forex market is because it's a market in which you can be paid immediately for your earnings or for your position. And it doesn't require that you pay an individual broker. We talked about this yesterday. So many people give their life savings to a person that they don't even know. How many of you even know Eric? How do you know that Eric is not one of the market riggers? Very possibly is. Because you don't know what goes on behind closed doors and what they call national security secrets, behind top secret clearances and secret clearances, planetary clearances and all other kinds of clearances that the NSA and the U.S. government have, because they don't want you to know you're the threat. There's no other government anywhere else in the world that's the threat. Come on, people, wake up. It's you that's the threat. And by you being the threat, they make you pay for your birthright. Whenever someone requires that you pay for your birthright, it behooves you to come to the realization as fast as you possibly can that this person is trying to enslave you. No person that should be required to pay for their birthright, because there's no person that can place a bill at your door, a debt at your feet, because you were born, unless you allow them to. At some point and at some time, we're going to have to look at life from the standpoint of the brutal truth of it all. And the brutal truth of it all is that you were born a slave and you've been a slave ever since. And the only way that you will ever be free is to first for you to know that you're a slave and then require your own self-sovereign, self-determined independence of your spirit and mind first. So check out this article. Really, really good one, so that you can know what's going on in the world and how everything is set up, so that you will know how to respond to this in an appropriate way. And I just want to, let me go through some of the other articles that are here, and then we'll come back to this. Next, we have a 8.1, and sometimes some of them says it's a 7.8 magnitude earthquake was in Indonesia today, and it was a part in the Ring of Fire. So very important that you know what's going on there. The earth is definitely rattling once again, and there's a lot of reasons why. And at the appropriate time, we'll take a look at maybe some of the causes of what's going on here. And let me also say this. When you start to remove oil from the ground, you take oil, which is the lifeblood of this planet. This is how one of the reactions or the symptoms of taking that blood. Is that because that's what oil is to the planet. It's the lifeblood of the earth. And when you take too much of it, it becomes very unstable and tectonic plates start moving and instability is all over the place. Just like when you take a reservoir and you drain a reservoir, what happens is the earth around it starts to move because of the overall weight and the pressure that the water had and may holding back the overall earth in itself. So a lot going on there. So hopefully everyone is fine in Indonesia. Prayers, best wishes and energy going out to the people that are affected by this. Next, we have biggest EAU bank says dollar supplies tightening after oil drop. Talked about this some. Yesterday, a good article letting you know where things are going and what is going to be happening in the future. The overall petrodollar status is coming to a very, very rapid close. And it is going to have some very deep, deep meanings and very deep repercussions from this. And it's key that you need to know. Next article we have that comes from energynews.com says this was posted there, and they took a little snippet from the Washington Post, and it says no one knows what to do with Fukushima. Scientific American plant is in. I got to pull this up. Can't read the rest of it because I need to pull it up to read it. But basically, we almost are on the 5-year anniversary of Fukushima, and they don't know what to do with it at all. Not that they ever knew what to do with it. Yes, they did, because it was actually triggered. And this is exactly one of the things that was planned to happen. Because anytime that you put a nuclear reactor on a on the planet, which this planet doesn't need any nuclear reactors, but it served a very good purpose because nuclear radioactive isotopes is a way to have a soft kill of the general population because it attacks the body, it attacks the immune system. And this is why, if you look at all of the nuclear power plants throughout the world, let me ask you some of this for you so-called conspiracy non-believing people that think everything is a conspiracy theory, then why the hell do they put nuclear power plants on fault lines throughout the world, Brainiac? Because it's intentional. It's completely intentional. And there is no need for nuclear power. It serves a purpose of destruction. And this is why all of these nuclear power plants are so old. They set their goals when they set an agenda years in advance so that people, non-thinking people, people that only respond to what they obeying people, won't turn, won't even bat an eye towards it. So Fukushima, they don't know what to do with it. You're right. It's serving your purpose well. It's doing exactly what you wanted it to do. It is spewing radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere and is going to have many people throughout the world sick because of it. And also to the point of deteriorating immune systems and causing so many different health risks where it's going to be nothing more than a soft kill program. And you're seeing all of these soft kill programs all over the world starting to pop up. If you're not aware of it, it's because you haven't been looking. So check out that one. Next one comes from TEPCO, the Japanese Times. Admits it should have declared meltdown at Fukushima plant much earlier. Oh, you think so? As soon as this event happened, as soon as it happened, alternative media and everyone within the not everyone, but most of the alternative media knew exactly what was going on there. Knew it was going to go into meltdown. Why in the world would you have any form of power that could actually start such a health risk to everyone where it will start to bring about depopulation in a massive die-off of people, animals, the environment itself? Who in their right mind would say that that is worth getting some energy out of when the energy itself is destructive and unstable of nature, unless it was a strategical military plan, and that's what it has always been. And you're the target. This is the great predator out for prey. So check out that article that's there. So those are the articles that we posted. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into some very important things that's going on in the world. And we'll take a look at it at any time during the show. If you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And hit star 61. I'll see you in queue. And we will definitely bring you up as soon as possible. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules,
visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Sando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave in the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you once again for listening and being a part of Tando Radio Show and being a part of Black Talk Radio Network. I just want to say, man, CC has a golden, golden voice. That was CC that did the commercial for our Precious Metals and Preparedness membership, which is $25 a month. And you'll get the precious metals class and the preparedness class that we offer to you all. Very easy. If it's not something that's good for you, I don't send you a bill. There's no requirement. I'll send you an invoice just to remind you, a payment. But if it's not something for you, you could just walk away by not paying. And you can still engage in the whole month for whatever we were talking about at that month. Very, very important. I know a lot of people that have had, I think the first month has just been, I think tomorrow, no, next week will be the first month. And I know the people that are in the classes have benefited from in the classes and are surprised at some of the opportunities that are there and what they didn't know, and now they know and how to leverage it. You know, I talk about some of the things here on Tando, but some of the other things that are really, really important and relevant, I teach in the class so that, you know, we can know why things work and how to use them and how to leverage them. You know, some people think that they could just buy silver and gold. That's cool, but you won't have it for long if you do, because you don't know what it is that you have, the likelihood of you knowing how to leverage it is not, you don't really know. And this is something that actually needs to be brought to you, to your attention, and shown to you to where it is now. You don't believe, now you know. Big difference in believing and knowing. Huge world of a difference, because actually working off of what you know puts you in a different category than someone that has to work off of a belief system. So very, very important that you know what's going on and know how to do certain things and know how to properly prepare yourself and how to use and leverage yourself accordingly in the future as this economic, geopolitical, and war paradigm is kicked off. So with that being said, but I just want to say, man, CC, thank you so much. That voice of yours is golden. And look forward to actually going on CC's show on tomorrow. Looking forward to do that and bringing CC on Tando Radio Show. Love having CC on. Okay, so now let's jump into today's show. And there was a lot that was going on. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to go back to something. There's a couple of things that we need to talk about, in my opinion, that are very, very important that we haven't talked about as of yet. And one of the things was, I want to go back to something that was posted inside a Tando Radio Show that was very important, was the debt that was put out. Let me find this really quickly. The U.S. debt that was put out by the GOA, as soon as I find it, we will bring it up. So here it comes. Okay. So, and this is very, very important so that you know what's going on. Let me pull this article up really quickly. Bear with me. Okay, here we go. All right. And this one comes from Sovereign Man. So let's take a look at what was said in Sovereign Man, and then we could talk about what's going on, where we are, and how is it that we should be looking at things, because it's very, very important for you to know beforehand something that is going to happen. Have some form of anticipation so that when it does happen, you'll have an appropriate response for what it is that is unfolding at that very moment. So this comes from Sovereign Man. Simon Black put this in. And it says, breaking, U.S. government releases its 2015 financial statement. Here it comes. Hot off the presses, the U.S. government just published an audit, published its audited financial statement this morning, signed and sealed by Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. These reports are intended to provide an accurate account of governmental finances, just like any big corporation would do. Why? Because the U.S. government is a corporation. Anytime that you see the United States of America all capitalized, that is because they're speaking from the standpoint of the corporation known as the United States of America. So, goes on to say, and once again, the U.S. government's financial condition has declined significantly from the previous year. For 2015, the government reported $3.2 trillion in total assets. Once again, the government reported $3.2 trillion in total assets. And I want to just say this, like my man Scotty said, you can't trust this audit at all. But even in working with it, it tells you some things. And it would be in your best interest to heed it and to think about it and to prepare yourself accordingly. This is not entertainment. This is not something that is going to make you laugh. This is not something that is going to make you clap, give a standing ovation. And this is not something that you are going to enjoy. It's something that you need to know and learn and understand. And this requires some real discipline in this. So let's go on with this. For 2015, the government reports $3.2 trillion in total assets. This includes everything from financial assets like bank balances to physical assets like tanks, bullets, aircraft carriers, the federal highway system. So with all of that, the total assets is $3.2 trillion. I don't know about you, but do you see that the U.S. is broke already without going any further? $3.2 trillion is nothing. Nothing. But let's continue to go. Curiously, the single biggest line item among the listed assets is $1.2 trillion in student loans that are owed to the government by young people of America. Once again, I've always said that they are going to, the real target of everything is our young people. Even the younger people that have not even started to where they can start to tax them yet. But what they're doing is that they're putting systems in place so that when they get of age to be taken as a slave for the plantation in the big house, the overall system of enslavement will be even more binding than it has been ever in the past. Yes, they are going to enslave your little baby. They enslaved you, and they're going to enslave your baby. And if you really look at how things have unfolded, then you can see where they have. But this is what this one said. This is the importance of this. The single biggest line item among these listed assets is $1.2 trillion in student loans that are owed to the government. That is roughly half. So if you think about this, I want you to really give this thought. Give this real thought. If you just take away If you just minus the 1.2, the 1.2 trillion in student loans, the U.S. government only has $2 trillion in assets. And that's from everything. All the military hardware, all of the roads, all of the bank balances sheets, everything that the U.S., all the manufacturing and everything else, all of that combined, also all of the resources that they are claiming, and it's only $2 trillion. When the national debt is $20 trillion. And see, the key to this whole thing is that $1.2 trillion of the $3.2 trillion is debt itself. Let me ask you, are young people going to be defaulting on their student loan debt? Are they going to pay it off? It's unsustainable. They won't be able to pay it off for many reasons. So the real actual from their own accounting practices, which is a lie, they always inflate things to their benefit. Now we have to look at, is this inflation, is this being inflated up or inflated down? Because it does matter. But let's just look at what they're really saying here. 1.2 of it is debt itself. So take away the debt. A debt can never be an asset. I don't know what kind of accounting you have, homie, but it's a liability. And this is important. Why is this so important? I'm going to tell you why. Let's continue. Editor's note, as of February the 29th, we are corrected to verify that the report says that the government held about 3.2 in assets, mostly 1.2 in net loans receivable, primarily student loans. Though student loans do not comprise the full 1.2 trillion, they are still a very significant portion of the government's asset, huge part of the government asset. This is pretty extraordinary when you think about it. 37% of the government's total reporting assets are student loans. 37%, which is now considered one of the most precarious bubbles in the finances, which it means is going to blow. Every bubble bursts. The housing market, the credit market, the petrodollar standard, the reserve currency standard, the debt, all of those bubbles blow. Let's continue. The 1.2 is similar to the size of the subprime mortgage market back in 2008. All delinquencies rates are rising. Now at 11.5% according to the Federal Reserve data. You hear that? 1.2 is similar to the size of the subprime mortgage market back in 2008, and the delinquency rates are rising now at 11.5%. So when you really look at that, it's almost half of the student loan rate from the 37% is in default, and that is only going to grow. Plus, it's simply astonishing that so much of the federal government's asset is based in indentured servitude as young people pay off the expensive university degrees that barely land them a job making coffee at Starbucks. On the other side of the equation, there are reported $21.5 trillion in liabilities, giving the government an official net worth of negative $18.2. On the other side of this equation are a reported $21.5 trillion in liabilities. But wait a minute, it's not 21.5. You actually need to take that to 22.7 trillion because you can't have loans as a part of your assets. Because loans can be defaulted on. But you can have whatever you want. You can lie and tell the people whatever you want in order to continue to take from them and take their overall labor in the process. And that's exactly what they're doing. And you better prepare for this. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think you have. If you do not position yourself accordingly, I don't care how many millions of dollars you have millions of dollar coupons that are going into default as we speak and are going to be worthless at an appropriate time. And when it does, only thing that you will have is a lot of worthless pieces of paper. And that is not going to serve you nor your family, and there is no other way out of that. Once it happens, you're going to be locked in. And the thing about this is that if any person is relying upon that, then they will probably be relying upon what the government will do to say this is what you need to do to maintain your power, and you're going to get caught again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. How many times have we been fooled? Shoot, it's even worse than Bush. When he messed up to fool me once. There's an old saying in Tennessee, and I believe it's in Texas too. But this is so telling. Excuse me, everyone had to log back in. This is so telling, and we really need to know what's going on here. So the real debt is $22.7 trillion. That's huge. That is huge. Now let's go on. Giving the government an official net worth of negative $18.2 trillion. No, is $19.4 trillion is what their negative worth is, net worth is. And I would say to you, do you see the importance of you preparing for what's coming now? Just think about it. Would you put the future of your children in the hands of someone that has a 50, a 52 credit score? Would you do it with someone that has 100 credit score when you're depending on them to actually provide you the services that you are deemed due because you paid your taxes, because you participated in their economy, because you did everything that you were supposed to do? But did we really? Did we just obey and did what we were told to do? There's an old saying, death and taxes. Who came up with that? Damn sure wasn't a free man or woman. Damn sure wasn't a self-determining, sovereign person. That phrase came up by a ruler to make you obey. So, continue. This is down from last year's negative $17.7 trillion and $16.9 trillion the year prior. It just keeps getting worse. But there's one thing that's even more incredible about all of this. You see, each year the financial statements are audited by the government's in-house agency known as the Government's Accountability Office. Known as, and the acronym for it is GOA. Let me tell you something about these acronyms. These acronyms are always put together by the governments themselves. And I asked you, how many organizations do you know that have acronyms all over the place because they got that from the very governments that are upholding them? Birds of a feather do what? Flock together. These organizations that you so call, that we so called think are in our best interest to have been put into place to have the interest that best serves their masters. And they continue to do nothing year after year. And they just sit back and talk and talk and talk and do nothing for the people. Why? Because they were never designed to do anything for the people but to deceive and mislead. And they do it very well. One of the ways you can always find your celebrity figureheads is just turn on your local TV and see how many mics are underneath their chin. All of the major networks, because that's the system promoting itself. So it goes on. All big companies do this. They publish financial statements, which then are reviewed by independent audit firms. The auditors are critical components of the financial reports process. Excuse me. It's their responsibility to make sure the shareholders and public can have confidence in the company's financial statement. When Apple publishes an annual report, auditors go through all of the books of the company and make sure that the management is accurately representing the company's true condition. Thus, when an auditor issues a failing grade or what is known as a qualified opinion, they are usually held to pay. At the very hint of impropriety, a company's stock price will tank immediately, and people get fired. The SEC investigations are launched, and they can be arrested because the SEC has the power to arrest. And now, based on the U.S. security laws and Section 404 of the Sabrina Olakes Act of 2002, senior executives can face criminal charges if their companies receive a failing grade from their auditors. This is serious stuff. Year after year, the GAO gives the federal government a failing grade in its own audit report of America's financial statement. In this last report, not only did the GAO chastise the federal government for its unsustainable fiscal path, but they stated that the federal government considers failed to prepare reliable and complete financial information for both individual federal entities and for the federal government as a whole. The Department of Defense The Department of Defense, Department of Housing and the Urban Development, and the Department of Agriculture are singled out for their failures to prepare complete and accurate financial statements. Stop there for a minute. This is why I say the Western banking purge is going to happen, because they're releasing this information so it can be brought to trial on the global stage of global opinion in their court, and they will be convicted. And it's going to be your lifestyle that is going to be convicted and be held to answer. This is why these institutions is putting this out. They're not trying to hide it. They're putting it out for a reason. There's a purpose behind it. And the purpose behind it is never, ever to bring you any form of real sustainable freedom. Their thing is to bring in more tyranny and more enslavement and bondage. And here, this is what's happening. And how many people do you know that understand this, get what's going on, and is doing something about it? Whenever people start talking about conspiracy theory, get away from them, those people. Those people will be extremely dangerous in the future. Why? Because those asshats will look at you as a way to get to your preparedness that you've taken when they should have been preparing at the appropriate time. And some of them do it because it serves an agenda for them. It serves many agendas for them. But regardless of what it is, the truth stands on its own. Even this report itself, let me tell you something, numbers don't lie. It's just the people that put them in there do. Believe me, there's some lies all through this, because there is no one that is credible that is reviewing this from a standpoint of it being validated true and an accurate report of the true condition. And let me tell you what the true condition is. The true condition is that you are in great financial harm's way. You are in great harm's way by this. And you can't just put your head in the sand. You can't just walk away from this. You can't walk away from any of the things that's being planned, because they are going off as scheduled. The events are happening as scheduled. And they're not slowing them down. And this is why it's so important for you to take the appropriate and necessary steps to protect yourself, protect your family, and protect our community. It is actually your responsibility. And this is going to be one responsibility that you do not want to fail in the appropriate response to it. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Then you just hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Who else brings you this type of information? Who else? But we do this for you because you need to know we can't make it alone. We have to do this collectively together. And there are things that you can do to protect yourself and protect your family. You're listening to Kando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Kando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Kando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Kando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we are talking about the government's own report, own financial audit on its financial condition. And I would say for anyone that's listening to Tando Radio Show, you have friends and family members that you deeply care about and you want to make them aware of these things. You know what you do? Put the hard numbers in front of them. Take GAO's own audit, put it in front of them, let them read it and let them see it and tell them what is it that they're reading. Can they comprehend what is that they're reading? Ask them to tell you, what does this mean? And what does this mean for them and their way of life, their overall work position, their overall savings, their overall retirement, their overall investments, their overall standard of living, their overall health position? And what does this mean globally? What does this mean for the other countries in the world where the U.S. owes them, are indebted to them? What does this mean for the petrodollar standard? They probably won't even say the petro who? Ask them, what does this mean for the reserve currency standard? The reserve who? Ask them what this means geopolitically. Geo who? And when you start to put all these things together, there is nothing that anyone can look at here that they're not telling you. The main thing that they're telling you is that you better prepare. But see, some people will only believe what the podium of the chairman of the board, the chief executive officer of the board for the United States of America, gets in front of a podium and says, we're in trouble. One of the things is that they will do that. But when they do that, it'll be too damn late for you to do anything else. This will happen when everything starts to unfold. This will happen once the banks are closed. This will happen once the cyber attack hits. This will happen once all of the credit cards, the EBT, and all those other things that are providing for people is shut down. This will happen when there's a bank holiday that's called. And by that time, ladies and gentlemen, it'd be too late to prepare and time to respond. And that response that you need to have is going to require decisive measures and decisive tactics immediately. Because it's only going to get worse from there. And I will say this also. This will happen once the war, the hot war, kicks off into a full gear. But it will be too late. As always, they tell you after. If you are a person that is not aware and watching what's going on. But if you're a person that asks questions, they've been telling you for years and you know it. Some of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, you knew this. Something is going on and something that's not right. That was you questioning. That was your spirit. That was your third eye. As much as they tried to calcify it, to place cataracts over it, to deaden it, to smother it, to just this, you know, hide it from your overall thought process and your overall harmonic energy, it still didn't happen. Something told you something is wrong. Something's going on here. Can't put my finger on it, because you don't need to put your finger on it. You need to put your third eye and your mind on it. And it will become very clear to you. And what will become very clear to you is that we've been had. And there needs to be an appropriate response to it all. I'm telling you, it's a very shocking moment when you come to realize that, holy shoot, everything that they've ever told us has been a lie. And it's been a setup. What makes you think that they would ever give you anything that you thought that you deserved anyway? Have you not looked at history and seen the acts and the events that they've done throughout the world at different times and in different periods and with different people throughout the world? But guess what? They look at it as everybody in the world is all in the same thing, because that we are. We're all worthless eaters compared to them. We are all part of real estate, their real estate. We are all part of human resources, humans that are being used as a resource. And this is where you start to begin to prepare. And so now let's go back to, I'm going to pull this article back up and pick up where we left off. And I just want to say that they're telling you everything. They're not trying to hide it. They will tell you everything before. And this is all a part of the Western banking purge. And in their own words, the SEC should be arresting, investigating and arresting. All of these individuals are, and the people that are in play in this whole thing should be what? Going to jail. Why? Because what they're doing is going to have such dramatic repercussions for every single person listening. Let's continue with this whole thing. This is a collaborated by a report published last year stating that the Defense Department somehow misplaced $8.5 trillion of taxpayer money over the last 20 years. Let me tell you something. $8.5 trillion of taxpayers' money over the last 20 years. They didn't lose taxpayers' money. They lost taxpayers' cash. $8.5 trillion over 20 years. That means if they admit to something, that means it's probably 3 to 5 times even more. It's probably somewhere in the ballpark of, maybe 30, maybe 25 trillion. Who knows? Who knows? They digitally create the cash anyway. They create it out of digital numbers and say, oh, here you go, this is it. Or they just print it, here you go, this is it. But see, that's not the part that really matters in this one. This is what matters here. They stole your labor and your energy, people. If you're 35 today, you're never going to be 25 years old. And what you work from 25 to 35, that 15 years has been lost, taken for someone else's gain. You're not the one that's been gaining off of it. And if you think that you've been gaining on it by saving your cash for the appropriate time, well, guess what? This report just says, ha-ha, just wait a little bit and see how much that cash is going to be worth when we go into default. Then everything that you ever worked for has been taken away from you because you participated in their scheme and you were deceived unknowingly. But it doesn't matter because they don't care about the everyday person. They don't know the power of love. They just love power. So it goes on. The GAO cites other material weaknesses in the government's reporting of supposed cost reductions in Medicare and Social Security. In all, the GAO calculates that these financial uncertainties total $27.9 trillion, suggesting that the government's true financial condition is far worse than reported. The financial uncertainties is 27 7.9 trillion. You need to add, just from their own counting purposes, you need to add 1.2 trillion to that, and you're going to come up with $30 trillion, $29.1 trillion. The bottom line, if this was a private company, Barack Obama and Jack Lew would be wearing big orange jumpsuits in court while facing felony charges. But this is the whole thing. It's so easy for us to put it on two figureheads. These people don't make any decisions. They just read and do what they're told. It's not the people that you see that are the ones that really make the decisions. The ones that make the decisions, they don't show their face, but you can always know where they are. Easy. Follow the winds of their the winds that they blow in the direction in which they go. And it tells you who they are. And it tells you how to find them. From whence, where did this wind of death come from? So it goes on to say, and just, it's not just the 18.2 trillion negative net worth, really the 19.4 negative net worth, or the 41 trillion by their own calculations in Social Security shortfalls. Yes, that's 41 trillion. That means everyone on Social Security and anyone that ever expects to get any form of benefits in any form of way is never going to get it. How do you know? Because they already told you that austerity measures are coming to the United States. And the person that said that was a lady that was running the FDIC in 2010. She said that austerity will definitely come to the United States. Last thing you ever want is for the person that runs FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, to say something talking about austerity, because that basically means you ain't getting nothing that you paid for in the past or anything that you thought. No retirement, no Medicare, no Social Security, no savings account, no investments. Yes, any investments that you have right now that can be taken as collateral and receivership will be taken away. Every damn thing will be. No one will be immune because everyone is caught in the net unless you cut the net and walk away from it. This is their report, and they're telling you. And this is why I stay on this, because at the appropriate time, this is going to be one of the most disastrous and the worst. This is going to be one of the worst events in our recorded time. Doesn't matter. What it really matters is the people that's here now, because we haven't been able to look far beyond in the past to see where this has happened to prevent this from happening now. We didn't take that time. We didn't care about that. That was insignificant because they made sure that we would never look that way. This is why whenever there's any digging anywhere of the antiquities anywhere, the government comes in right away and seizes it, because they don't want you to know what the hell happened in history. So you can see what's happening tomorrow. And with this whole thing, when they collapse this whole thing, those of you that are keen enough, wise enough to walk away from the system and to protect yourself accordingly, you will be in a position of advantage. And let me tell you something, there's too many people in this world, they won't have time to deal with you, but because they'll be dealing with trying to maintain the collapse on schedule. This is a coordinated effort. What you have to give it to these people is that these people came together, even though they dislike, hate, and fight and kill each other, but they've come together for one reason and one cause, and another that unifying cause. They get a lot of things done, and they are very successful. They come together and they unify to enslave every single person that you've ever seen in your life. No one is immune. Everyone is expendable in their system, because it's all about maintaining the control of the masses instead of having the masses control anything. So the article continues. It is the fact that they can't even stand in front of the American people with an honest account of how the pitiful the financial situation really is. The government of the United States is totally desperate, hopeless, bankrupt, and they've even become insolvent with each passing year. They become even more insolvent with each passing year. Nearly double-digit superpower throughout the history, nearly every single dominant superpower throughout history was eventually consumed by its unsustainable finances. Move this down. And in their decline from power, bankrupt governments rely on a simple playbook to desperately try to maintain the status quo by every means available. They destroy freedom. They impose a police and surveillance state. They seize assets. They wage campaigns of violence and intimidation. They impose capital controls. They impose cash controls, people controls, whatever it takes. This time is no different. The finances of the U.S. Government are obvious as this is the trend. Let's look at that real quick. This is absolutely right. Nearly every single dominant nearly every single one of them that has dominated throughout history as a superpower was eventually brought down by its unsustainable finances. Of course, because they become inebriated in the wine of splendor. And they taught you and us to be that exact same way through consumerism. And we become drunk. We become high off their debt cash and what it could bring us, so we thought. And what happens? In their decline, bankrupt governments rely on a playbook to desperately try to maintain the status quo by every means. They destroy freedom. Check. They've been destroying freedom throughout the country purposely. Even more so, even every naysayer and person says, "Oh, I don't believe those conspiracy theories." They even can see the destruction of freedom. They impose a police and surveillance state. Impose a police and surveillance state. Oh, there's no surveillance state. There's no police state that we live in. Can you honestly say that? How about what's going on with Apple as we speak? Apple is going to, and already has been, in full compliance with them. This is all a part of the game anyhow. They're giving you smart TVs and smartphones so that those smart devices can watch you. They got cameras all over the place. And not only that, they've always had surveillance on you. Anytime that you use someone's system, they have the ability to watch you. You know what? There's a thing that's called a well-known commercial credit thing. And they say that they'll protect your credit. Really? You're going to give your information to a bunch of hackers and think that they're going to protect you? Who do you think is compromising and breaking down the encryption to get into to steal the overall identity? Guess what? There's no such thing as identity theft. Your identity was stolen once you took on a Social Security and you took on someone else's Social Security number and branding and their name. Your identity was stolen upon birth because you weren't living the way the great creator intended you to live. They had to create a new identity for you, and they gave you a number to be identified by. Your real identity has no number, has no recording of man. It has an existence of life and energy. They seize assets. They've been doing that right now. They say that the overall asset forfeiture is the most it's ever been in recorded American history. Oh, and it's about to get even worse. They wage campaigns of violence and intimidation. Wage campaigns of violence and intimidation. They've been trying to get in all kinds of war all over the world every single year. And they've been engaged in those acts of violence every year. And not only that, but one of the most biggest acts of violence is the domestic violence that's portrayed right here. See, you just thought domestic violence was between a spouse and between spouses or cohabitants or people that are in a relationship together. But no, with a real domestic violence is when your organized crime bureau known as the government starts to engages in violence against the people. That is going on and has been going on. And intimidation, only thing that's promised is death and taxes. See, they invoke these institutions of fear so that you will whimper and bow down to them. Because they can't stand up to you when you invoke who you really are. Because I will tell you, brothers and sisters, life is eternal. It's not meant, and it never has been, lived just in a physical form. So there's no reason to ever fear so-called the great transformation that we all will physically make, because one thing about energy, it can never be extinguished. It can only be transmitted and transformed and continued. So never fear that little box with all the flowers and the ceremony, the sad ceremony. See, that is invoked there to bring about fear of death, so that you'll fight for so-called every form of physical life that they will give you. And you'll live in a perpetual state of fear your whole life. Never be moved when cowards are around you. They can do you no harm because they don't have the moral convictions to be relevant. So it goes on. They impose capital controls. They impose capital controls. You know, now you can't leave the United States if you have taxes that exceed a certain amount. Your passport is seized. You can't have accounts outside of the United States now because of FATCA. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. You can't even have a bank account any longer and claim that your bank account is yours. You are no longer a depositor. You are a unsecured investor, which means that your investment, the principal of your investment, is subject to market loss. Oh, and then believe me, they're going to bring the market and the losses to your account. It's not yours anymore. It's theirs. They impose cash controls, people controls, and whatever it takes. This is what we're seeing now. The article continues. We're not talking about what might happen or could happen. We're talking about what is happening. And this is not a consequence for a free environment. This is not consistent with free environment. Excuse me. Let me move this down. Our goal is simple: to help you to achieve personal liberty and financial prosperity no matter what happens. This was the article that Sovereign Man had, and it's so true. And if you have any questions or comments, would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. and the participant code is 549032#. Hit star 61 will bring you up. And what I want to do is I want to give you an idea of where we are in this whole thing. Sorry, my computer was running a little, but we got it now. We're good. But I want to give you an idea of where we are. There's different stages to all of this. And part of the initial stages is the initial stage that I like to call the everything is good stage. But there is a cavity or the pre-cavity stage. And in that pre-cavity stage or in that cavity stage, you know, everything is good. You know, the economy is good. People are working. Everything is fine. You're going on about your business. You're engaging and you're doing things that you've never done before. So many opportunities are there. You're engaging in these opportunities. And when all of this is happening, something in the back of your mind should say, hold up. Something's wrong here. We still live in a governance society. These people are setting something up. But see, since everything is good, the restaurants are full, the sporting events are full, the entertainment events are full, there's new cars all over the place, there's new homes that are being built, there is loans that are going out all over the place, everybody's coming up with new different schemes, everybody's coming up with new different businesses, and everything is good at work, people aren't getting fired because the economy is doing well, and as a matter of fact, is going so well that the jobs are so plentiful that they're expanding their businesses and they're treating people good because they need people there, and they need as many people as they possibly can get, and well-qualified people, and everybody is doing good. It's a roaring time. Everyone has a high standard of living. Everything is cheap compared to people have savings. They have the disposable income. They're able to buy whatever it is that they want. Yes, there is some people aren't, but the majority of people are doing really well. And the people that aren't doing really well is because those are the individuals that really don't want to do well. But then there's also some individuals that will never go along with the program, regardless of who it is. And some of those individuals are some of the greatest warriors that you always neglect and walk away from and never stop to talk to, because they see what's really going on and they don't want to participate in it. One of the things that we need to do with our children is stop trying to tame them. I would say, parents, do your children a favor and do yourself a favor. Don't have a out of control child, a spoiled out of control child, but do not tame your child. Because that energy in which they have is so important that it shouldn't be tamed, because what we do when we start to tame, we don't even realize that we're starting the obedience training that is going to be their own demise in the future. Allow that child to be wild in nature. Let that child figure things out. Let that child engage in its overall environment, so it can explore it and look at it from its standpoint, that child's standpoint, as to what's best for them and how they fit in everything and where they find their position in it all. Because when that happens, then their overall individual attributes become primary. Then they won't fall for giving their life for someone else's benefit. Their life will be sacred. Their talents will become sacred to them and worth protecting and developing. Those individual children are some of the most educated children you will ever see, because they're like sponges. They absorb everything. And they think for themselves. That is so important in today's world, where today's world, it has them in schools of obedience to totally break down their untamed wildness so that they can be productive citizens in society and go off to fight wars, kill millions of people, and engage in fraudulent practices economically, and they call that a good productive citizen because they went to XYZ University, got a master's, PhD, and whatever in human destruction, and they're good at it. And they always get a check. Their good government position is secure. I'm gonna tell you. You can never escape compromising your moral convictions for someone else's agenda. At some point, at some time, the mirror that you refuse to look at will place itself in front of you, regardless of how blind you think you are to it. And that's not anything to scare anyone. That's just the truth of life. We all are accountable to our own harmonic energy. And many of us have never ever had joy in our lives because we resonate so low. Don't care who people are. The meanest and nastiest people are the most miserable people because you may compromise your free will of choice, but you can never compromise what the great creator God Almighty has made. When you do, it hardens everything in you. Nothing is immune. So, we need to encourage our children. We need to nurture our children to be what God intended them to be, uniquely significant. So now, in this pre-cavity stage, you know, you'll have great, prosperous things going on, you know, and then people, you know, will get into all kinds of technology, all kinds of different businesses will be established, and everything is going well. See, that's the setup. And everyone will start to say, you know, let me tell you, and then what they'll do is they'll say, okay, these are the things that I have that I can rely on. I can rely on my good job. I can rely on my great business. It's been doing well. I can rely on my savings and my home value. I can rely on my investments. I have this investment. I have that investment. I have this is my brokerage. This is my attorney. This year. And all of this is fraudulent in nature. They'll rely on what the institutions have told them to rely on. They'll rely on savings, investments, home value. They'll rely on their health insurance, their life insurance, and this is the one that they'll value the most, their daggone credit rating. Oh my God. They'll value their daggone credit rating. They will value their debt accumulation. Listen to this. They will value how much another person says that they will be willing to put them in debt. They will value that. And then they will think that by maintaining, I pay my debts and everything else, and everything is good. I have a great credit score. Oh my gosh. You're basing your financial health off of debt. Don't you know what debt is? Debt is a contract. It's a contract of liability. And see, most of us think getting out of debt is, you know, you pay off your home, your car notes, your student loan. That's not getting out of debt. Because when you're really out of debt, it doesn't matter what happens in the economy, you are still fundamentally, economically vibrant. And when you only have is your credit score, let me tell you what you basically are basing everything off of. Your earning potential, your career, all of those things. And let me tell you something with these people, especially at this time in here. In this phase, this is the trick phase to get you. This is where they bait the trap. And we run into the, start eating the bait. We follow the jelly beans. We follow the breadcrumbs. We follow the whatever it is that we like to eat. We follow it right into the peach cobbler, the barbecue, because I like barbecue, but not since I moved to Texas. There's so much barbecue in Texas, it's ridiculous. But the barbecue, we follow it right into the trap that's waiting. Then what happens is that becomes huge. And you know why it becomes huge? Because they are teaching you to be a consumer. And then everybody drives around with their nice cars, got their clothes, their shoes, their that. They got this jewelry, that. They just want to be seen. And do you know what happens when you want to be seen? There's never enough people that's watching you, so you got to go get more. This institutes a bubble. It brings about this bubble, and we constantly inflate it, not only in the economy, but we inflate it microly and macroly. We inflate it in our lives. We start pumping harder and harder and harder. And what happens in that? We think everything is cool. But we don't even realize, because we've never studied history, so we don't know anything about what has gone on in the past and what stage we're in now. And I would say this, we are out of this stage. This is the first stage. The deterioration stage, the cavity stage, we're out of that stage, ladies and gentlemen. Then we go into another stage. This is the stage where the water is on the floor and there's a slip and fall. Or things start to unfold. I say it's the all of a sudden things aren't as glamorous or as nice as they used to be. And why is that? Because the economy starts to slow down. Unemployment starts to rise. You get hit with some financial event in your life that you get hit with a major or a minor or a series of financial setbacks in your life. And then you start to notice it's not just you, it's increasing with everybody that you, even the people that you thought, oh, they got a PhD, but not everybody is getting hit, but people that you were surprised that got hit to it and you got hit, everybody's in the same, and then you look at each other, oh yeah, we all in the same boat. Then people start losing their jobs, losing their good career, or their companies aren't holding on to people. They're letting people go. Then all of a sudden, the government starts spending a lot, all in different for crazy things, all kinds of wars, all kinds of nonsense. Spending goes crazy. They come up with new all crazy programs that are unsustainable, that really don't matter, and you think that they're good. Oh, yeah. But see, let me ask you something. It's just like a vote. Just because you voted, that means nothing. I always say you vote. If voting mattered, it would be illegal. Doesn't matter if you vote. It matters who counts the vote. It doesn't matter if they come out with a program when you don't know if they really funded the program that they said that they've done. It doesn't matter that you pay taxes. It matters where did the taxes that you paid went to. It doesn't matter if you pay taxes to the government, that you pay taxes to yourself. And not only that, did you tax the market? Did you tax the economy for being in existence in an adverse state of the ecosystem that brings sustainability? Did you tax that? No, no, no. You are in a position of disadvantage. And when that happens, this becomes this stage. Then you start to see different things throughout the world start to change. All of a sudden, all that massive building stops. All of a sudden, all that elaborate lifestyle stops and slows down. All of those stores that you used to see all over the place, all of a sudden there's a vacant sign in the retail rental space. Homes start going on into foreclosure. You start to notice the country in this place ain't as clean as it used to be. Services stop. Austerity starts to kick in. Have you noticed right now in the past 20 years that this country is no longer what it used to be? You start to notice those things. And you notice those things by the lack of business and entrepreneurs that are available and around you. All of a sudden, you see vacancies all over the place. This is closed, that closed. But then what you will see is there's a few places that are doing well, and people are starting to migrate to those places. But it's a facade. Then you start to see different events start to happen that never started to happen before. Like mass shootings, like oil spills, like nuclear power plants slipping off of a fault line, and its pool of radioactive waste now has lost all of its water. Who in the world will put a nuclear reactor on banana peel? At some point, it's going to slip. And you start noticing things. Start noticing major events. We never had a 9.3 earthquake before. Where are all these earthquakes coming from? What is all of this? And you start noticing a bunch of different things all over the place. Then this is where some of our assets that we thought we had, like people start cash, getting to thinking that cash is going to be relevant, and they start to hoard cash. In position, you hear cash is king initially. Then people start understanding what real money is, and they start to hoard real money. And people start to saying, yo, we need to have job stability. Why? Because before we didn't need to worry about that, but now we do. Got to make sure everything is okay at work. And then what happens? Everybody gets stressed. Oh, I got to make sure that I'm okay at work. I got to make sure I'm okay at work because I don't want to lose my good government job. I don't want to use my good corporate job. So then everything there gets stressed. Then everybody gets into, oh, I need to get out of debt. Oh, before in the good times, during the roaring times, you weren't worried about no debt. But see, what happens was that was a facade, and now you realize I got too much debt. I need to get out of debt. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, that's the trick. They're not going to let you out of debt unless you walk the hell away from it. And you walk away from it strategically. And one of the ways you walk away from it strategically, I will tell you this, fundamentally, it should be if you can't pay for something in cash, you can't afford it. If you can't pay for something in cash, you can't afford it. If you can't trade for it for something else, you can't afford it. But if you got to sign a contract for it, you just went into default the moment you put your name on the piece of paper. You're already in default, even if you pay it off. Why? Because then that breeds a falsehood that you can continue to engage in that reckless financial endeavorment. And it's going to catch you at some time, and caught many of us. And we've learned the hard way. There's an old saying that I love to live by. The wise heeds good instruction, while the fool learns from experience. So many of us aren't keen to listening, to becoming wise. We learn from experience and from our foolish decisions of the past. Well, won't want to do that again. Guess what? We still do it in a different way because we never mastered the art of listening and learning. Because that wasn't taught to us in our wild stages of our lives, when we should have engaged in the environment, in the ecosystem, running free. Because when you do that, that develops your keen sense of everything around you. Nothing moves without you knowing. Why in the world is all of the animals in the world can tell when something is about to happen, but we're the only ones sitting around having a good time and say, what the heck just happened? What is it? Oh, shoot, what is this? Where's the earthquake come from? Where's this tsunami come from? What in the world is it? Well, the animal's been gone. And I ask you, who's civilized? You are. Who's wild? They are. Who's smarter? By far, they are. Only thing with us is that we're domesticated. So then you start to think about getting out of debt. It's a big debt, get out of debt push. And this is what the system pushes around. They'll have all kinds of different things for you to get out of debt, get out of debt, get out of debt. What does get out of debt mean? Homie, what does get out of debt mean? Everything they told you about debt is a lie. So what in the world do you think that they're going to tell you to get out of? They're going to tell you to get out of something that you can't get out of. They're not going to tell you how to really get out of debt. They never told you what debt really was. So then we have health insurances all over. All of a sudden, we start to notice people getting sick all the time. There's so many different things that are attacking our bodies and everything. What in the world is going on? See, we are in the cycle of destruction. And this is a process that's being worked out throughout our history. And when you know where we are, you have an idea what's next to come and where everything is going. And you can stay ahead of what's going on and position yourself accordingly. The time when people are in the stage of the good old times, that's the best time in the world to do exactly the opposite of what everybody else is. In actuality, in every single stage in this, you always want to do the opposite of what everybody else is doing. While the crowd is going this way because they say their safety's in numbers. No, homie, that means that they could just throw a net down and catch every damn body. All y'all congregate right here. Make it easy for us to grab you. So we know where all you are and what you're doing and what you're thinking about, and we can control your conversation. But see, when you wild and free and go in every different direction, it's a whole lot harder for them, even to the point where they may even give the hell up. We can't catch them. We can't just walk down and, as they said in, what was that movie? Colors. When Pac-Man, when his partner told him, he said, let's just run down and mess with them all. He said, why would we do that when we could walk? Well, no, we could run down and get one. Why would we do that when we could walk down and get them all? Well, how about this? How about if you're not all there and you're scattered all over because you're independent? There's no one to catch you at all. And believe me, this has been part of the slave trade forever. These so-called sayings that we hear, that have been pushed on us. You can't beat City Hall and their safety in numbers. You don't even realize that that is part of the slave code in itself. So, continues to say, people start, healthcare is majorly important. Start seeing people get sick and everybody's worried about health and all this, ha ha. That becomes the big push. Then everybody starts wanting to buy responsibly, want to buy green houses and green bathrooms and green this and green that and sustainable energy this and sustainable energy. Get me a sustainable energy car. And they trick you, get rid of the old car, the cash for junk, or get rid of that junk. See, the thing is, the reason why they wanted you to get rid of that junk, because they can't control that junk, because the technology has changed since then, because that was made during a different time. They want you to have the modern day technology because it's going to serve their modern purpose for you. Your so-called gas, your cars, your eco-friendly cars, and all these new cars of today, boop, 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 could be hacked at any time. Ask Michael Hastings when he tried to slow down his car on Wilshire Boulevard. Can't remember the street. Oh, it was around Wilshire Boulevard, and I know the street's coming to me, can't remember. But Michael Hastings couldn't stop his car from going 130 miles per hour, and he hit a tree, and it totally threw the engine almost a block down the street, a German car. Guess what happened to Michael Hastings? Michael Hastings was reporting stuff that the government didn't want him to be reported on, and his car got hacked. The brakes didn't work. The key didn't work. The unlock the door didn't work. And see, you think about it, they got that thing so rigged up, everybody getting these security systems where they unlock your door. And are you crazy? Who do you think is going to want you to have that technology, the person that wants to lock you out of your place at the appropriate time? I'd rather stick with the old-fashioned way. How about that? No, thank you. I'm not interested in being hacked, homie. But listen, everyone, I'm going to have to end today's show. Hope you learned something. Hope that it was something that you took from this all. It's so, so important that we understand where we are and where things are going so we can prepare ourselves accordingly and seize on the opportunities, but more importantly, protect ourselves, because it's our responsibility to protect our family, ourselves, and our culture. And more importantly, protect the human family, because we are not in this by ourselves. This is a universe that's teeming with life, but we do not have to be the doormats of it all. We do not have to be the ones that represent all that is wrong, when everything that was made in you was right. And change our free will. Everyone, if you're interested in the precious metals class, the membership is $25 a month. You can just email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. That's $25 a month. You will get the precious metals training class, and you will get the preparedness class that we offer. Also, if you're interested in actually trading in the Forex market, I'm going to tell you, I'm pissed that I haven't been able to fund my account because I forgot passwords and all this other stuff. And since Monday, probably I did the thing probably around $700 to $800 I lost by not being in the market, which I could have used that cash to do this and do that and everything else. You can learn how to do those things exactly to yourself, in which all you need to do is go to, you can actually start to earn while you learn. You can go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com, sign up there. It's a $200 initial fee, then it's $150 every month to use their proprietary system. But you bring three people in, and then, you know, that pays for your membership, and then you bring three more and then six more because you're starting to do well and show people what you're doing. But yes, it is open to market risk. So we got a caller that's real quick that just jumped in. Let me take this call real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Real quickly, what is your question or comment?
Peace, brother. This is Max Pontus listening in to Tando Radio Show. Get ready to do New Abolitionist Radio, listening to the wisdom that you're presenting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to get out of your way, brother, because New Abolitionist Radio is coming on right after Tando Radio Show. Thank you, brother. Okay, everyone, that's the end of the show. New Abolish Radio is coming on right after Tando Radio Show. Stay here and check out what this good brother is going to be talking about. Much love and much respect. Remember, it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Peace and love. We'll talk later.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind. Love can give and get no gain.